You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
And then now I invite you to please come forward and take your place around the altar as we practiced yesterday, please, okay? Good boys and girls, thank you very much for coming up to help us reflect upon the Word of God and what is about to take place today. We're in the Easter season, and Easter lasts more than just for a day. Can anybody, boys and girls, tell me how long Easter lasts in the church? How many days are in the Easter season? Yes. Tell us, tell everybody.
50.
Very good, 50. How many of you adults who were 8 years old knew that there were 50 days in the Easter season? I know I didn't. Wonderful, thank you. And so Easter is such an important event that we don't just celebrate it for a day, but for 50 days. So since we're still in the Easter season, boys and girls, I have an Easter riddle for you. I know you're all very good at riddles, and so I'm sure you'll get this, but the riddle is this. What does the Easter Bunny bring to bad people who haven't been good? What do bad people who haven't been good get from the Easter Bunny? Nobody knows. The answer is you get deviled eggs. Boys and girls, how many of you like deviled eggs? A couple of you do. Well, good. Deviled eggs are a wonderful delicacy that many people like, but they're not on my list of favorites. We all have favorite kinds of foods, huh, that we like to eat. Who has a favorite food you'd like to tell us about today? What's your favorite food that you like to eat?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. How many of you like mac and cheese? I thought so, most of you. Who else has a favorite food you want to tell us about today?
Fried chicken.
How many of you like fried chicken? How many of you are going to have fried chicken today? Okay, good. Anyone else have a favorite food you'd like to tell us about today? Yes?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Who likes spaghetti? Who knows how to spell spaghetti? Well, that's a favorite food of a lot of people, huh? Who over here has a favorite food you'd like to tell us about? Yes, tell us what your favorite food is.
French fries.
French fries. Those are good and healthy for you, huh? How many like French fries? Good for you. Who else has a favorite food?
Pizza.
Pizza. Does anybody like pizza? Wonderful. Good. Pizza's a good food. Who over here has a favorite food you want to tell me about? What's your favorite food?
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers. Do you have French fries or cheeseburgers? Both. Very good. Well, we all have favorite foods that we like, don't we, huh? And that's good. But all those favorite foods we know are earthly foods. And those foods are what we need to be healthy physically. But today, you're going to receive a special food for the very first time, spiritual food. That if you eat this food and drink, Jesus says, you'll not only have physical life, you'll have eternal life. And so what is the food and drink you're going to receive for the very first time today? Who can tell me what it is you're going to receive for the very first time?
The body and blood.
The body and blood of who? The body and blood of?
Christ.
The body and blood of Christ. Made possible because he suffered and died on the cross, and his body was broken and blood poured out that we might have this special food and drink. So even though we all have our favorite earthly foods, we want this to be our favorite food, the body and blood of Christ. Not because of its taste or its flavor, but rather because of what it does for us. It's so important that we receive this food every Sunday when we come together as the body of Christ. I've just read in today's gospel the story that Luke tells us about the two men who were walking to Emmaus. And when they were walking along, who appeared to them that they didn't recognize? Somebody appeared to them and they didn't recognize who it was. Yes, tell us who started walking with them. They didn't know who it was.
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. And they eventually, at the end of the story, recognized who Jesus was. And what did Jesus do that made them understand who he was? Jesus did something. He sat down at a table, and what did he do? Does anybody remember? Yes, tell us what he did.
He said spiritual words.
He said spiritual words, and what were those spiritual words? What did he do? An action that he did. He took bread, and what did he do with the bread? Tell everybody what he did with the bread.
Broke it and gave it to everyone.
He broke the bread. And that's what we'll do at Mass today. We take the bread and break it, and then we all receive this bread. That's how they knew that Jesus was the one been walking with them they didn't recognize. And so too in our lives, when we recognize Jesus present in his bread that becomes his body and the wine that becomes his blood, then we go forth from this church during the rest of the week and recognize Jesus present in our lives. We recognize him present in one another. We recognize him present in all of our family members, all the people that we see, all the places that we go, and all the things that happen to us. That's why it's so important for us to be here every Sunday to receive this special food and drink, to give us the strength that we need to follow Jesus. And Jesus says, if you follow me and eat my food and drink, where will Jesus lead us? The place that we all want to go eventually. Where is that? Where is Jesus going to lead us? Yes.
Heaven.
To heaven. How many of you want to go to heaven? Wonderful. So do I. We just don't want to go today, right? But we all want to go to heaven. And that's what this First Communion is all about. And that's why it's such a special day for you and for all of us. All of our adults who are present here like myself, sometimes we receive the body and blood of Christ so frequently that it becomes habitual, routine, and we forget how important it is. And so seeing you so dressed up and so excited today helps us remember what a special gift this is that we are able to receive every Sunday. So we thank you for your presence here among us and for your desire to receive this special food and drink, the most important food and drink you'll ever partake of. And that's why everyone's dressed up today. We began our Mass today, your First Communion Mass. Where did we begin the Mass? Not at the altar, but someplace else. Where did I go to at the beginning of our Mass this morning? Where did we start? Yes, tell everyone.
At the water fountain.
At the water fountain, the baptismal font, the waters of life. That's where we began, to remind us that all of us began our journey with Jesus to go to heaven at the waters of our baptism. That was the first sacrament that you received when Jesus claimed you as his own beloved son or daughter. And so we began there. You have to be baptized before you can receive this special sacrament of the body and blood of Jesus. So the waters that were there, what did I do with the waters? What did I do with the waters? Yes, tell everyone.
Dip your hand in the water and then make the sign of the cross.
That's what we do every time you enter church. You dip your hand in the water and make the sign of the cross to remind us of our baptism. But today, I did something special with the waters. Anybody remember what I did with it? Did anybody get wet?
I blessed it.
Then what did I do with it? Did you get wet? Did anybody get wet? How did you get wet? Who threw water at you today?
You.
I did. That's right. Point the finger at me. To sprinkle the water, to remind us these are special life-giving waters, and we sprinkle those waters every Sunday during the celebration of the 50-day Easter feast. Also, at your baptism, you received a special candle. How many of you still have that candle at home? Have you ever seen your baptismal candle that was presented to your parents and said, this child of yours is to be a child of the light and always walk as a child of the light? And we're all called to be people of the light because we're all God's children. And the light is God's love. And so that's why during this Easter season, when we celebrate baptisms, we have this special big candle here that always burns during our Easter masses to remind us that we are to be light to the world. And so, boys and girls, you are special lights to us today. And we want you to be special lights to us and to everyone each and every day. And we receive the nourishment we need right here at this table to go forth and be the light of Christ, to be children of the light, to let our light shine. And so, boys and girls, we're going to conclude our reflection upon the Word of God today by singing a special song. Who remembers what that song is we're going to sing today? What song are we going to sing today?
This Little Light of Mine.
This Little Light of Mine. And so, boys and girls, we're going to get you lined up for that. So, Emma, we'll let you lead the way to this group here. The rest of you turn around and face the people. And you come up on the steps. Emma, come right on up here. Okay. And we'll start right over here with you, Avery. You'll lead this group up the steps. The rest of you turn and face the people. And come right on up here. Follow the leader, boys and girls. Follow the leader. Avery's the leader. I forgot to tell you. Come on up. Come on up, boys and girls. You're supposed to follow him. Very good. We'll get you up here. The rest of you stay down there. Okay, you're going to turn and face the people. Come on up. Come on up. We're all confused. That's okay. So, boys and girls, turn and face the people and sing your song, This Little Light of Mine. Thank you, boys and girls, for singing that song for us. And now we invite you to return to your places. So make sure you find the right parents.